Damn, they changed the shit. It freaks me out a little bit.
What? Anchor?
Yeah, they changed the anchor shit. It's good, we back. This motherfucking Somniax. Turn the shit up. Yeah, you have to excuse me. Excuse me. Got a little smoke in my lungs.
We back. The world famous Insomniatics are back. We took a little break, but this time we're back for good.
What up, people? What's good? Kev.
What's good, fuckers? Maybe so, I should change my intro at some point.
I kind of miss y'all, no bullshit. More than a little bit.
So just a little bit.
I miss. You know who I miss the most?
Didn't me and Andy fight last time in Germany?
We did. Let's just say after that fight, Kevin won't do that again. Let's just say that. He learned his lesson.
Call your bullshit.
My nigga said you can put it on top of there. My nigga said
I wish y'all seen that. I took my call.
Kevin won't do that again.
Learned his lesson and move past it.
You know who I hope learned their lesson though. Mm-hmm. Going into the topic that we wanted to talk about.
Okay.
I hope Ja Morant learned his lesson. Because, like, yo, he has money. I never got that. I never understood that. If you have money already, why would you go do some stupid shit? He's fighting kids with 17-year-old points guns in a video.
Oh, I didn't know he was fighting kids and shit.
I didn't think he fought 17-year-old.
That's what they said. Allegedly. There was no video footage of him actually.
Allegedly.
Which, if he did fight a 17-year-old kid, I mean, he's only 23. It's not that bad.
Over 18?
Well, what was the circumstance?
I don't know.
It was like a family member.
Oh, wait, a family?
Some 17-year-olds are really disrespectful. So I could see it happening. If I'm 20, well, at my age,
family,
no.
If it's family, I wouldn't be surprised.
Someone that disrespected a family member, and I think Ja went up there. But you have money, though. I don't get it.
I don't know.
Ja?
Well, maybe the person, he did go up there thinking that he could use his celebrity.
To calm it down.
Say,
nah,
and the dude turned it into something else because he realized, hey,
get that shit out of here.
Exactly. He thought, fuck it, let me get a bag because this nigga's up here trying to be cute.
Go
there,
bring your bodyguards and be like, yo, chill.
That's probably what happened. He probably went up there and the dude probably was like, you know what? You're not going to fucking intimidate me. Fuck you, Ja Morant. Take your NBA ass back up there.
Yeah, Memphis. Like, think about it. Memphis would hate him.
And guess what? I don't know who you think Ja Morant is. But Ja Morant is not about that life. I don't care how good of a basketball player he is.
A lot of people say that, but I don't know his personal history.
I do. He
didn't watch his career.
I've seen enough evidence that proves that Ja Morant did not grow up a tough guy. He became a tough guy once he got into the NBA.
Wait,
his persona on the court is of a tough guy because he's so talented. Right. That he can act that way.
So,
off the court is not the same.
So who has the proof that he wasn't a tough guy?
I could show you a bunch of pictures.
Is it because...
He went to a private school.
Okay, I was about to say, is it because...
He grew up in the suburbs.
Okay.
Away from any hood or any... not the suburbs. He grew up in the suburbs.
The whole
Eminem, suburbs.
The Clarence, the Eminem district.
Yeah.
It's Ja Morant.
So nobody can say he wasn't maybe the toughest kid in the suburbs?
No.
You know, you could be broken. Maybe. You could be poor in the suburbs and have to beat niggas' asses. You never know.
You could be poor in the suburbs, but
you never know because a lot of impoverished families tend to want to send their kids or be around people that have money and they don't have money because they want them to have a better life. But you know, you get made fun of. You got beat nigga ass because it's like, yo, listen, I ain't got no money to buy no Umbros. You know, so. I gotta get kids, pro kids, or whatever the fuck you call them.
No.
I was gonna say no. Can you answer it? Like
he said no.
Why do you think? Why do you think? Like
why do I think what? That he's soft?
With money. No, I know why. Soft. I don't know. Yeah. He grew up soft.
Baby but
I said people with money. Why would they do that? Why are they taking that risk?
Because they got money. That's why.
I think because he knows he's safe. That's what I'm if saying. He was in the hood, he wouldn't be doing that. I know I'm like I don't care where you are. I guess he was in a hood area, when he did it, but he had his security and everybody with him.
Not
but,
just him in general, like even like Aaron Hernandez and other
dog,
like,
if people. If with you money gave me $100 million right now, I got security, I got people around me who's protecting me, I'm gonna be way more comfortable outside. Like if I go to a bar, I'm gonna feel way more tough than I really am. You know what I mean? Because I know if shit pops off, even if I start it, somebody else is going to fucking finish it for me. If I go to a bar right now, I'm started. If I start, if no, but it's not about that. It's about the ego of you is inflated because now you know that you, like, just think about you right now. If you got into a fight right now with somebody at a bar or whatever, you might feel confident depending on how good you know how to fight or whatever, or how you are, how you think you are or whatever.
Okay.
Now imagine you have millions of dollars and you got 10 people who, if anything does pop off, they're willing to jump in and handle it for you. Your ego goes inflated. I think his ego got too big for him and the persona was
I
that
don't
he
know.
Was,
I think the nigga was just drunk.
Of course he was
too
drunk,
much fun. Oh, excuse me, having too much fun. Ooh, damn, I was young. Fucking having too much fun and didn't realize what the fuck he was doing. Yeah, didn't realize what he was doing until after the fact. Yeah, exactly. The size of the gun and what he's down south, right?
Yep.
Guns illegal down there in certain places.
Oh, was he down south?
So if he's down south, I don't know where he was. I don't know anything about sports lately, so much about sports. I only know some things. But if he was down south,
he was in a club, I know that. And, you can't really, I don't know.
And that's what I'm saying. Even if he was in some place where you weren't supposed to have a gun legally, look at the size of the gun. Look at what he's doing.
That shit was a little gun that the chicks carry in purses.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure one of his mans had this shit.
It was Colorado. Like,
I don't know. Rockies getting rocked.
It's illegal. They're illegal in Colorado.
I must say, I don't know the gun laws in Colorado.
He actually still he has an open case because of it.
Yo, so one of his bodyguards.
Exactly.
Why would they carry that little thing on? But my thing is,
somebody
his bodyguard fell asleep, had a license to carry, so he probably grabbed it.
Took the shit. Exactly.
Like, oh, look, I'm doing a video. I'm drunk as fuck.
I'm really about that. It's a parade in my city. Yeah,
but not.
Shut up, John Moran. Shut the fuck up, man. You are not tough, bro. You're a millionaire. Yo, act like it.
I wish I was.
So not even Allen Iverson. Allen Iverson grew up in the hood.
I wish I was sports like that to know like his character because the way everybody talks about this kid.
Yo, dude, I'm going to show you pictures.
Yo, an example. Yo, he'd be on the sideline.
I've seen his pictures, but I'm saying if I've seen, I don't know him enough or haven't seen any footage of him enough to gauge his personality because it'd be crazy if it come out later that this nigga's like ex-leader of the fucking gangster disciple nation. It's crazy shit.
Rapping all of it.
For real, he just sold mad drugs. Nigga got indictments under different names.
We got the ghost. We got ghost on the court.
For real. Yeah, everybody will be mad. And you're like, yo, nah, fuck that.
I'll be on the sideline with his, like, putting the trigger finger up when people shoot, like, make a three.
Oh, yeah.
Like, bah, bah, bah. Like stop it.
I don't know. In my experience, basketball. See, yeah, he looked like a little badass. He looked like somebody be. I'm looking at his picture right now to let y'all know. And he's wearing like a blue shirt or some shit. It's like a family picture. Everybody's wearing blue.
Suburbs.
He looked like a badass in the suburbs. Like one of them little niggas that got money, don't gotta do bad shit, but he do everything bad just cause.
Yo, you look, I can't find another picture of him.
That is hilarious.
No, not look wise, but just acts wise.
Nah, look wise, he looked like one of my little badass little cousins or some shit.
Yeah, but one of your little badass little cousins really about that life. He is not.
No, there's some of them that ain't about that life and they bad as shit.
What you think now? I'm going to show you another picture.
Hold yeah, on. That picture looked like he a little badass from the suburbs. He throwing gang signs.
He's the toughest one in the suburbs.
Yo, he got red hair, really? Bro.
Everybody else that's there.
He got red hair, bro.
Everybody
Come
else
on,
that's
now.
There. His parents are literally in, like, accounting. Like, he has no fucking...
So you gotta have one black sheep in the family.
I don't care.
He took his. He took that.
I had to grow up in public school, and I don't. And I'm not. I don't think of myself as a tough guy at all.
But if it's somebody
public school in the hood, if somebody broke that, as shit.
If somebody that met you that was a little bit less, how you say, well, can't say street savvy nowadays. That's a little bit less aggressive in their way of making sure their life is straight and all that different shit. They'll probably think you're a thug or you're crazy or some shit like that.
Okay, all right. So let me backtrack.
Got perception.
But you go to. I don't think he's soft. I don't think he's soft. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You got that.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying. I was making it. Assume he's soft.
I was making it look that way on purpose as a joke, but. Oh. I don't think he's soft. I don't think he's soft because to be soft, like you can't play basketball that way if you're soft, anyways. Because the way he plays is really.
Yeah, I've never seen him play. Oh, he's aggressive.
So he's not. So I'm sure.
Dunk on
the scale. If I was talking shit to Rodman right now, he would. Rodman to.
He's not a big man.
Wait, let me finish. Is he closer to a Rodman or a who's another aggressive player without being a gangster? Garnett. Garnett's from. We know he's from the streets, but Garnett is from. Garnett's a little bit more.
The way he talks hella shit.
But I'm talking about shit.
He talks hella shit and he backs it up. He's like Garnett.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But he's just not. He's just not as intimidating as
Garnett. And he's not from the streets.
Yeah.
At all.
He's not from the streets whatsoever. But
that's about it.
But I will say this. I will say this. Like. He does definitely strikes the notion of a guy that I think that if you was to sit with him in a room and you was talking shit, he might fight you. You know what I mean? I don't know if he will, but it seems like he would.
Not take that, but
I'm about to light like this shit. Want to hit it?
But I think that
if it's lit, out.
Okay.
But I think that he took that whole image. And took it. I just think he just took it too far. You know what I mean? He just took it too far.
I honestly don't think anybody can really take an image too far when it comes to sports or. Well, let me put it this way. I don't think anybody can take certain things too far when it comes to being in the eye of the public. Because at the end of the day, no matter what they do, they're going to be judged. So if they, what's that shit? Put their life in a box and don't make dumb mistakes, then it doesn't make them human. Yeah. So that's where I look at it. I personally appreciate and rather see, like, I know you got all this money. Some people do make some dumbass mistakes and dumb shit where it's like, yo, you got all that money. You shouldn't be doing that. But some people, they make those mistakes like him where it's like, yeah, he got all that money, but A, he's young, and B, you don't know his upbringing and who taught him anything. And then
I know who taught him. Mr. Johnson, he taught him economics in third period. That's what it was.
But that's what I'm saying. That sucks. So that's a teacher. So nobody taught him anything but his teachers. Poor guy. So he was bound to play with guns. Mr. Johnson was in around in his ear like, don't do that, Ja. Ja.
Ja. Ja Morant.
Ja Morant.
Go sit next to A.A. Ron.
Speaking of rants, somebody who was talking about
oh, by the way, Ja Morant, fuck you and the whole Memphis Grizzlies, you're going to lose to the Lakers.
Damn, you're going to make him go to therapy, bro.
I don't give a flying fuck. Dylan Brooks, you a bitch. Just straight up like that.
Damn, yo. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wait, before we transition into the next thing.
Don't talk about LeBron like that. He old?
The way people.
What did he say?
Everybody,
he said LeBron, he was like, oh, how was it?
Yo, God, he's LeBron. Really mad.
Yeah, he was like, I don't care, he's old. If this was an old LeBron back in the days in Cleveland or Miami, but he's not that guy no more. And then he was
Did he not speak facts?
Is LeBron James not averaging 30 points a game?
LeBron is still the beast.
Okay, so why would
you... Don't get me wrong, but he's not that guy.
He said, he was like, I don't care, I poke bears. That guy... Acknowledging the fact that he's a bear is the most stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. So you going to poke a bear is dumb because you know that you're going to die.
Can you guys tell that Ando likes LeBron?
It's my favorite basketball player. And it will always be my favorite basketball player. It's my favorite basketball player since the creation of time. That's not the point.
Wait. Why did you say the creation of time?
He was born to love LeBron.
Bro.
I get it.
That's going too far. Yo, I'm noticing in sports lately.
That's my guy.
Between the commentation
and... He can do no wrong.
What the fuck is it?
He has done no wrong.
Mason Cameron.
They have the best sports show on there.
Like, it's so many sports stuff going on where people are just so disrespectful to each other.
I don't get that. But they might have to face backlash from the shit they say because they might run into these people. I'll never run into Dylan Brooks, John Morant, ever.
You never know. You like to go to games.
What are they going to do?
Maybe at a pickup game at UMass one day, you know, and they just scroll up in there like, hey.
And then what's they going to do? I'll be like, yo, listen, y'all motherfuckers. Where y'all go, Kev?
What's it? Y'all go to Bridgewater State?
I'm not a tough guy, so I know what I'm going to do in this situation. I don't pretend to be
Eastern Park.
They're going to pop up there for a show, nigga.
Like, yeah, my aunt lives down the street.
Hello.
My aunt lives down the street. They ain't going to pop up, man. If I ever get famous enough for them to pop up on me, they'll be running into my security.
Yeah, bro. You got to send somebody to therapy, bro. That's fucked up.
I don't care about them.
Y'all niggas is talking
I don't care about
shit.
Memphis. Christie's, bro. Fuck Memphis.
What's wrong with therapy?
Y'all hurting people's feelings and shit.
But what's wrong with therapy? Y'all think there's something wrong with therapy.
I'm just saying, he going to send somebody to therapy.
Awesome. Know. I should. They need it. The whole team needs it.
So if someone's needed to seek help, you don't see no... You have nothing against that, right?
No,
I think it's the best thing you can do.
I've partaken at one time in life. Nothing wrong with that. You know.
I think it's the most bravest thing you can do. The bravest thing you can do is not to take it all on your chest and be like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna stick through. Pause.
Oh, this isn't gonna be what's that shit? Better health or better life advertisement? Sorry, people.
This isn't like an ad for...
For real, they're gonna be like, yo, they're gonna think we're advertising what the fuck? Health and wellness. I forgot the name of the app. It's some app they everybody's fucking using.
Look,
but try that out. But
I'll say one thing about therapy because I go is that. When you get the right, like, things from it, it will change your life. No matter, I don't even care if you don't even like it. But if you go and you like,
yeah, definitely checking that.
Go with an open mind. It absolutely will help you, especially. Yeah, I feel like everybody's been through trauma.
That's the key.
I don't even think there's a person, even someone who goes up in the suburbs with the whole white picket fence, you think their life is perfect. I think they go through shit that we don't know.
It's just different.
You know
look, different
it's
levels.
Different, yeah.
Their parents aren't there. They pop their
levels.
If we can.
But obviously, if you grow up in a horrible
definitely different
environment,
levels.
It's much worse, obviously. You know what I mean?
Everybody got their demons. So you talk about it. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Fuck myself. It's nothing wrong with that. Like, you can sit down with a therapist. My thing is, so both of y'all said y'all went openly, right?
Yeah.
So my thing is it like an open couch, like they said, typical therapist? Yeah. You sit, you lay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've had a cookout chair too. You know, I've been in different environments. Because going to see my psych and going to see a therapist were two different things.
Mm. What's the difference? Do we know what the difference
is? Therapist is for you to talk things out and do whatever and so forth and so on as far as your... your brain.
They're both your brain.
And your psych is... Yeah. No, but your psych is more for your medications and different things like that. And your actually function.
Schizophrenic.
Your function.
You're not Andy.
What did you... let me ask you a question. What's one, no, you're Andy. What's one plus... Kevin, what's one plus one?
No, one of y'all was fighting last time.
11.
11?
Fuck that.
You have multiple dickhead syndrome.
Shit. Yo. He said 11. But yeah, that shit, I don't know. It's all different. I guess, I think it's a different experience for everybody. Because, I don't know. I've seen and heard of some interesting therapists. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, I don't know how you say it. Oh, that's the TV. The, what do you call those, not psychics or whatever. Like those people that are like hypnotists. Like, yeah, they're more like psychosis and all that.
Have you
like
been to one?
No, I've never been.
Have you ever?
Hypnotist?
Yeah, hypnotist.
No,
been hypnotized?
No, I tried though, but I never been hypnotized.
Would you have? You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You? What about you,
Kevin? For anxiety, I did, yeah.
How did it work?
I don't know.
He said, "I don't know." Damn,
you do know.
So this dude's
texting. I don't know. I still have it.
Yo, so I can snap my finger right now. Yo, dude,
that's what I say. Was it a doctor? Was it?
I'm gonna turn that shit off.
Yo, Andy's gonna click out one day. He's just been like, "Yo, what you doing, Ando?" Nothing. I gotta build it. Gotta build this. Gotta build it. Like, build what? I gotta build it. I just gotta build it.
I feel like I have wings right now. I feel like I can jump off the roof and fly. I think I'm a cockatoo.
I believe I can fly.
Tell me you're a cockatoo.
But, yo, okay, back on the series. When you did it, was it like the movies or like TV where they're like, oh, count to five backwards and he's like, somebody's supposed to
eat. This is the new generation. This is a new generation. You know, they fill their feet in the little circle.
Of the
Kumbaya. No. What was the new
The meditation.
They meditated.
Yeah.
Yes.
Meditation.
They got their zen.
So that's how you got hypnotized?
No.
Oh, no? Nah? Damn.
He just put headphones on you.
Wait, whoa.
He said, well, these are Bose headphones.
No, for real. But he can say he just puts headphones on you.
Hold on, I gotta connect. Wait.
I don't have Wi-Fi. I don't have
for real. Like, my nigga, this isn't gonna be a charger in your session. This is my fault. Hold on.
I swear, though.
That fool didn't work. I'm just going to make the noise with my mouth.
We're not connected. Yeah, he said I'm making with my mouth. Yeah, that'd be fucked up. I know. Yeah. I'm just thinking about that shit, though. Imagine you going to somebody else. But yeah, my fault. Go ahead, though.
Hey, laugh it up. It's fine.
Nah, he's the Manchurian Candidate, nigga.
Alright,
I didn't see that. That's a movie?
Oh, you never seen that movie?
I've never seen it.
Yeah, dude's like got like some shit. They hypnotize him and turn him into an assassin.
Oh, wow, that's fucked up. Imagine you back in groceries one day. Next day, you just shooting people.
Everybody comes up to you, like, ah!
That's fucked up.
That's for real. You be making that tray at work, nigga. Next day, you just walk off. They're like, yo, Anna, where you going?
That's fucked up.
Oh,
to
I
do
don't.
That to somebody, just like he's like, oh yeah, by the way, now you're a sniper.
Yeah, they used to say that back in the day that the Russia had agents here, sleeper agents.
Yeah, sleeper spot. Yeah, cells and shit.
Imagine.
But yeah, so now how'd it work though? My fault.
Okay,
couldn't resist that one.
I know I'm gonna get cut off at some point before I finish, but
no, it's only 20 minutes in.
No, I know you guys are gonna cut me off and make a joke.
No, we're about to cut
the second
you off
I
now.
Say something, no, I already know.
We already made
it.
No.
Right,
the more I talk, y'all gonna jump in.
You got the mic. Go.
Yeah, you got it.
So you go sit down in the chair. He goes sit way over there in the chair. You know what I mean?
And then
you put the headphones on you. He talks through a microphone into a headphone while music is playing, and then It's kind of like meditating, but...
But why headphones?
Headphones is to...
Could you request...
It's the best way to hear sound when you want to hear, like...
So,
noise cancellation. And that sound that's, like
all no ambient, place. No ambient sound at
and
all.
It's easier to focus on the sound just in your ears than sound that's all around you, you know what I mean?
Are the lights closed? Do you have to close your eyes?
They're dimmed.
Are they curtains?
For sure, they're dimmed.
Are they pillows?
There's no pillows. Where you going with this?
No. Are you under like a lazy boy? Are you?
Yeah, lazy boy. Yeah.
I can't even go. I was about to say I can't even imagine where you going with this. My nigga say under pillows. Lights dim.
I'm trying to look at the background, the scenario.
Did he call you a cab?
Yo, for real.
You got headphones on? Because how much are you paying for this?
Okay, is he like?
Are you getting?
Is he behind something or is he like just sitting in the open?
I only did it once.
Is he like sitting in the open or is he like behind?
I can see him. I know where he's at.
So he's not like behind the wall?
He's not like hiding in the bushes.
That's what I'm about to say. The nigga was sitting behind that shit like... Yo, yeah, dude.
Nigga like, yo, I can...
Do that thing.
I can hypnotize you real quick. Just put these headphones on and pay me $50. And he just went and chilled.
For real, nigga sleeping in the back. Nigga.
Came back like, oh.
He took a nap. That's why I had to ask, like, wait, you can see him, right?
Yeah,
yo,
yeah.
Nigga hit that play. Yeah. Nigga hit play on the track, like... Go back, smoke a blunt.
Best of favorites. My favorite... Playlist.
Yo. Yo. Power go out, and we won't know what to do. He'd be like, do I move?
Like, oh, shit.
Okay, sorry. Yeah,
I'm
done
now.
You were right. He was right.
Yeah, I knew it was going
to
happen.
But, so did it work? Did you do it for like, to stop smoking cigarettes or something?
Nah, I had already stopped smoking cigarettes way before that. It was just for anxiety.
Okay.
And it didn't. And I still have anxiety, but not... Maybe it did work because it's not as bad.
I was about to say, gauge your feeling of anxiety after you left compared to before you went?
I don't know, but that's not the only thing that... That was just one of the things that I've been doing to figure out my brain. So it's like you can't really be like, oh yeah, this is the reason why I don't have this or this reason. You you have to kind of say, oh, it's basically because I'm seeking the knowledge to try to fix it. You know what I mean? Whether it was hypnosis or not, it doesn't even matter. But it's about getting closer to fixing whatever problems you have, instead of being like, yo, I'm just gonna act like this shit don't exist. You know what I mean? Run the other way. You know what I mean?
Okay, so now my only question is, would you try hypnosis, Kev?
No. You think they can hypnosis you to...
No. Like, the hypnosis that I know of, like, you going into a trance and then someone could do whatever to you.
Well, no. Based on what he just told you.
No, babe, dude, that...
You can hear everything. You never... Based there's on not Ando's a point experience. Where you're doing it where you're not... awake. You don't actually
like aware in full control.
Yeah, because you would know. You'd be like, yo, I don't remember this part or this.
So he don't put you under.
No, there's no. You're not getting. It's not anesthesia type.
So
of
he did subliminal, not him.
Yes, subliminal.
See, yeah, that's a difference.
That takes time to actually. Even if you do get it, it will take a couple of days.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay, subliminal is when he's just planting shit in your brain, as opposed to hypnosis when he wants to incapacitate you in some point or some way to plant whatever. Directly into your subconscious.
Instead of it, because most of your trauma is from your subconscious. Because if you're not, like, in all honesty, if we're being honest, like, we bury shit. Our brains do it on purpose
to protect
us from trauma or to protect us from further trauma, because it's like, ooh, you didn't feel good when this happened, so we're gonna bury this. And use your brain is fucking insanely powerful, bro.
That's why it sucks.
You know what I mean?
I personally
it has a mind of its own.
Because they treat or look at people that who do remember trauma or embrace their trauma as a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
because
it's not a bad
thing. What sucks is, well, no, it's not a bad thing.
I know.
But in some circumstances, for some people, it's a bad thing because embracing the trauma turns them into the trauma itself and they inflict it on other people.
Exactly.
So, yeah, that's kind of crazy.
People, don't run from the pain. Like Jay-Z said, don't run from the pain, go towards it.
Yeah, I don't know about Jay-Z.
I know you don't like Jay-Z. I don't know why.
No, I never said I don't like Jay-Z. No, I fuck that, with Jay-Z.
That's a bar. That's a fire
I'm
bar.
Just saying, I don't know about Jay-Z.
Don't run from the bar. Pain, go towards it.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That's what I'm saying.
He was talking about Jay-Z. He was talking about a situation.
That where, was a verse or was a song?
His nephew passed away. And he was talking about, he was talking about, because his nephew passed away in a car that he bought his
nephew. I know what song
you're talking about. So basically he was saying like yo, he tried to like run away from that pain, which I know firsthand how that feels.
I forgot about that.
Cause I did the same thing when V died.
I forgot about that.
I tried to run away from that feeling. You know what I mean? I was like, yo, I can't, I don't want to feel like this all the time. But he's basically saying like you have to be a man instead of trying to run away from it. You got to run towards it because you have to go through it.
Oh, so you can one, get over it. That song, one. Yeah, it was the one.
You're talking about Lost Ones?
Yeah.
But it was on that Lost Ones song, but it was also on one of the songs Interview on 444
off
the new album he had.
Oh, no.
Which was, I think it was, I forget the name of the song, but it's on the 444 album. He drops a lot of gems in that.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that like that. I listened to it, but I like...
It's hard listening because it's not really musical. It's more like informative.
No, I listened to it, but I didn't listen to it... I didn't listen to it...
You skying it because you think...
Was it... What do you call it? When did it come out? Like last year or something like that?
It came out like... that came out like... 4 years ago?
Okay, like so yeah, I haven't listened 16? To it since it came out. Literally,
it's been a while since Jay-Z dropped that.
Okay, so yeah, I haven't listened to it since it literally came out. I've heard it, that's but fine. Not since it ever.
I wouldn't out. Expect. I didn't. I only listened to it just because I'm a Jay-Z fan.
Yeah,
of not, how he carries himself.
I'm not a
himself,
fan but. Of his newer shit. I like his older stuff, like when he was still a drug dealer.
He's not that no more. He's actually a drug dealer again.
Why you say that?
Because he sells weed now.
When the fuck did this nigga start selling weed again?
He's actually the biggest. He has the biggest
distribution.
He has the biggest facility to grow it and sell it. Yeah,
is he growing
in Hollywood. Yes, he's growing it and selling it.
What's the name of it?
I don't know yet.
Weed.
Oh, he just started it.
He just started it. He said it. He said it.
I knew this shit was gonna happen.
He said we went. He basically said in a song. He was like, oh, we went from. Selling it illegally now we're doing it illegally.
But he's coming onto the game mad late. That means it's about to turn into some government shit for real.
Because he's gonna have competition too.
No, he's not. Because if he's getting into weed, yo, you know how long rappers been selling weed? And Jay-Z ain't thought about something. Jay-Z don't even smoke like that.
He don't smoke. He don't smoke at all.
Hey, exactly. Yeah. That's even worse. He don't smoke at all. So that's now, if he don't smoke at all. How the fuck, how you know how good the weed is?
I think he's going to delegate and be like, yo, I'll have all the motherfuckers I know that do smoke.
Myth Bleak is probably the only one closest enough to him to even begin to talk about weed.
Chica.
He said, Chica, what the fuck? He be coughing when he's smoking.
I wonder what was he thinking when he was in the booth and he was like, like, how did he think that would work? People would be like, oh, that's so cool.
Probably a shit for a minute.
yeah,
or maybe he coughed and somebody was like, yo, that shit sounds crazy.
So what's another weird ad-lib that somebody else has that you can think of off the top of your head? Another
Mama!
No, that's not weird.
Rest in peace.
For real,
this is funny.
I get what you're saying.
Just shout with it. It's not like a weird word.
Okay, you got that. We don't have to go weird, but yeah, just we can say awkward and just damn, that's crazy. Mama, yeah, I forgot about that one.
Mama,
it's good.
Scream that shit.
Yeah, I think every rapper's ad-lib is weird. You'd be like,
I think every ad-lib.
I'm going to go paint a brush.
Lil Wayne has.
And the ad-lib will be like, shee shee. I'm like, what?
Yo, What's sad is that's like, the norm now. Yeah, that's the norm now.
Yo, the music is so weird. Yo, if you listen to Playboi Carti, you'll feel like the kid has autism.
Yeah,
no offense to anyone with autism. Honestly, what's fucked up is... But this is clearly, you listen to him like, yo, this can't really be music.
I listen to him.
That's how he talks.
The vocal pitches that he be hitting, people be talking
about
Young
Thug.
But yo, what's crazy is they talk about Young Thug with the vocal pitches that this nigga Playboi Carti be...
It's crazy.
Hitting, be like, nigga, are you okay? Like,
he be what?
And he's a very popular artist. He's
bagging what?
The way he, like, you know how Young Thug be doing that up high, low rap?
That's how he talks.
Carti B talks like that.
Can't even understand what he's saying, but these kids love it, and it's...
We trying to call kid, nigga. I've been listening to Carti.
You like Playboi Carti?
Yeah, I've been listening to him since for a minute. Since a little bit before that Magnolia shit or whatever. Just before he blew up with
Migos. It's not my cup of tea.
But his album shit, not his
I understand why people like it, but it's just not, it's not something that I would ever listen to. Unless somebody played, like, if you played me some shit by him and it's fire,
see, album,
I might change my mind. Because I wasn't really with 21 Savage until I heard
He got
in Bikini Bottom, I'm with Sandy. Was that song?
Put you on to that
song. Yeah, it was you. There was you. It was like, you. Was Kevin to put me on
song.
That.
That was a good song.
That was when I was like, who's this 21 Savage? And I heard Bank Account, and I was like, oh, he's got something. You know what I mean? I fucked with it. I'm not saying he's like a great, my favorite artist.
Yeah, he got one or two songs that on my playlist that I fucked with too. Damn, that's crazy.
But Playboi Carti, I just haven't heard. I've only heard one song that I would liked, but I haven't really got a chance to.
That's interesting though, because I know a lot of people that be fucking between Young Thug, Playboi Carti. What's that other little weirdo? The other weirdo. Look like Chucky.
Oh.
Fucking old.
Ooh, I might not remember his name. He has every tattoo Lil Wayne has.
He's got some decent songs too. That's what's fucked up about it. Trippie Redd.
Trippie Redd, yes.
Excuse me, he's another one.
Yo, let's talk about how every rapper literally is Lil Wayne right now. Let's talk about
that. They've been talking about that.
Tattoos on the face, tattoos.
That's Lil Wayne's fault.
Lil Wayne was so influential that he fucking created a whole fucking like clone. He created a clone. He created acceptable clone. Imagine if when Eminem was up. Imagine if when Eminem was rapping, he was the biggest artist on the planet, right? And a bunch of other white rappers with blonde hair trying to rap. People would shit on them.
Didn't stick. That's the problem. No. Eminem did have a lot of white rappers right after.
But that's what I'm saying. But Lil Wayne was so influential that these motherfuckers is coming in, literally copying him, but like adding their own style to it. That it's still acceptable because people, like, you know what I mean? Like,
skills,
it's
man.
Okay.
That's the style now.
That's art, art.
But who started it?
The all art.
Oh, no, yeah. He says in one of his songs, right?
He said face tats and dreadlocks. Yeah. I'm the apex. And
he said a lot of shit. He speaks about it all the time.
Yeah, he speaks about it all the time. I say what up, twin, every day, something like that.
Babies, he's be mentioning it. I wasn't no ceilings. He was talking about that shit.
Let's not act like there was a good 4 or 5 years where Lil Wayne was probably untouchable.
No, it's more than that. He's still, what's crazy is he doesn't rap like that.
He's still fire.
But he's still, in high regard. But he's in high regard in a different fashion of other rappers because it's a sense of everybody knows. I hate to use that comparison, but he's like, I want to say Jordan, Kobe, you know what I mean? All that stuff.
Yeah,
like
of course.
That. Like,
he's one of them.
No, sure. He's not one of them. He's them, is what I'm saying.
He's all of them.
Yeah, is what I'm saying. For like the rap game, It's the sense of...
The work ethic was there.
Yeah.
The work ethic was there.
He made his mark in the music part. Then he made his mark in fashion part. Then he made his mark in the fact of...
Wait. Stop with the fact. Truck fit. No. Trash clothes.
No, I'm not saying clothes. And I wore it. No. I'm not saying clothes. I'm saying like, meaning like we're talking about the dreads and all
that. I had a couple dry summers wearing truck fit, Lil Wayne. Fuck you.
Yeah.
For that.
No. We're not talking about that fashion. I mean the fashion of rap, like the fashion. The hoodie got hella bad.
Truck fit. I wore that shit, bro. I bought a couple shits. I was like, I'm about to kill him in this. Going to cookout when nobody talks to me.
It's because you light skinned it, bro. No,
because I can't. You light skinned dudes can't wear truck fit.
Look at it. You light skinned it, bro.
There's a lot of first of all, why truck fit? That didn't make no sense, man. It didn't even fit you.
Chicks was looking at you. That's what I'm saying. It didn't fit you.
He could have came up with any other name.
He was a truck fit.
He was like, who do people like the least? Truckers.
He was a truck fit, truck my fit. Nigga. That's why I can't work on you. Yeah. You was, what is it, sedan? Buick? Sports car?
I think I was mom van.
It's a mom van. Oh, shit. Damn. It's fucking rap. Fucking rappers. Oh, speaking of rappers.
Who's the hottest rapper right now? Who would you say? Who would you think?
Currency.
I know it's hard to think.
Currency. Every time you ask me that question, I'm always say. I'm gonna always say Currency.
Alright, you say Currency. Damn, still you're loyal.
Ain't no loyal. It's facts. Look him up. The niggas mainstream without being mainstream again. For the how manyth time again? He's all over the fucking mainstream, and he's not even mainstream.
Yeah,
so tell me he's not chilling with who right now?
Who's he chilling with?
Tell me you know who he didn't just put some shit out with right now. Who? Little short nigga. Used to fuck with Janet Jackson.
Too short?
No.
Jermaine Dupri? He put out an album with Jermaine Dupri?
Yeah, nigga.
I respect it.
But I'm Rap just, Radar? You on Rap saying, Radar or that?
I'm just saying, like, you're a Currency fan, like I'm a LeBron fan.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? That, like, you be loyal to the soul regardless.
Yes, but you got that.
Who's your favorite rapper, Kevin?
I don't have a favorite rapper right now, but
I know who your favorite rapper is.
The person I like to listen to, I enjoy his music, is T Grizzly, like a newer artist.
Okay.
I like that Detroit style type of thing, how he does it. Yeah. And he has bars when he spits with it. So
definitely
it
has bars in it. He definitely has some bars in there.
I like that song he has with, Dirt. Where they, like, whose city is it? Where you from? Where you from? Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your city. And LeBron definitely was the reason why he took off, by the way.
Who
hit the rollie stuff with the rollie on?
Why?
Because they used to make fun of him in the gym.
Uh-huh.
After he lost to the Warriors, he did a video working out and he was singing that song. He was like, hit the rollie stuff with the rollie on.
That song and
and they were making fun of him because he was doing like these.
That song and Meeks. What's that
intro?
Yeah, that intro thing. Yeah, they're like similar.
Nah, intro.
To start off.
Hold up! Wait a minute!
Wait a minute!
I can't remember the name of the song, but I know what you're talking about. Like, the fashion.
Wando, ADO, it is a blessing. We made it out. Then after beat trials, after the stand. That was one of my L songs. I like.
Yeah. There would never be a song that would top that in the club. Period. That song, whenever that song comes out in the club.
I don't know, yeah. I think you're kind of right. Yeah, it took over. It did kind of take over.
The way he started off that shit.
Yeah, because that, honestly.
And then, hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah, because that went from videos. Yeah, from video, sports stuff, movies. Like, that song is like the most, like, I guess you could say quoted or played song or mm-hmm. used song. You could think in when it comes to hype, like or like just people liking it even to this day.
Yeah.
Oh. Like just the beat alone, even the beat alone too. Like it's never going away. Like they'll play the beat for sports.
It's good always in the club though. That gets everybody.
Yeah.
When that shit drops, everybody says.
And it was 2023.
That song came out in 2011.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's 2023, and that's it's still 12 years
of still getting played. Still relevancy.
Every time you hear
that
song,
I don't know if it'll go away. Not in this generation.
I don't think it's one of those songs that'll go away. It's one of those songs that's always gonna be like.
It's kind of like what song can you like equate it to? Like, but oh yeah, similar.
Oh, like
song that just won't go away no matter what.
Oh fuck, niggas still sing talk about that shit now. Oh fuck. To the window, to the wall. I know it ain't as good. Sweat drop down. Yo, white people sing that shit.
Of course they do.
The white people know that shit.
Skeet, 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 motherfucker. I didn't know what skeet, skeet was when the song came out. I was like, you did? I was like, you talking about Super Soaker? I thought they were talking about Super Soaker.
My nigga said I didn't know what skeet, skeet.
I was 12.
You know, when I was fine.
Nah, I feel you.
Remember when we got a ride? Remember we got a ride from the supervisor?
Louis.
Well, yeah.
So, hey, Louis, he's like 50, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know how old Louis was at the time. He's our supervisor. You remember Louis?
Yeah.
So, basically, he gives me, Derek, and Kevin a ride.
He still work there?
Who, Louis?
Yeah.
No, he got forced to retire because he wouldn't do shit.
But, damn. Oh, yeah. Whatever. Because he was old as shit, too.
Yeah, it wasn't even that he was old. It was just because he wasn't doing the shit right. And the new people came in. It was like, you know how...
He never did shit right.
It's like this. If you work for a king, right, and then a new king comes and kills that king, now a new king comes, you can either
get behind
that king or just leave. Because... That king is never gonna like you until you get behind him.
Or kill that king and become king.
You can't just kill the king.
That's facts, though. Just leave.
After you kill that king, the bloodline will spread to someone else who's gonna come and take it. It's not like you're gonna become. You're not gonna get put in. It's not like a fucking like Highlander.
Nope, he's not gonna.
Where you kill one and you become stronger. No, you're just gonna kill the king. They're gonna kill you. They're gonna replace him with someone
else. Yep.
So basically, we was all getting a ride from him. And then I think he was trying to be cool.
He put that song right.
He grabbed the CD. He was like,
that's how you know it was a minute ago. He just throw something CD.
I just listen to this all the time.
CD.
And then he was like, from the windows to the walls, and he started singing it.
He was wearable
to the sweat run down my balls. Out, yo, me, Derek, and Kevin was in the car holding.
I can't listen to that song no more now. Because I know who he is and just that visual.
I'm glad I got out. That's hilarious.
Oh, he kept listening to it when he dropped y'all off?
No, because he had to drop Derek off by himself. So Derek was in the car.
Derek was tight.
But me and Kev, we was like, yo, we was basically like on some like, we want to roast you so bad for trying to be cool. Like, forcing it. Like, dude, you either are or you aren't.
See, that's why I
And it was funnier because he was, like, 4 feet tall.
Yeah.
That's why I said, yo.
But I actually liked him. It's weird because I actually liked
him. Yeah, he wasn't bad.
He wasn't bad.
Fucking. That's why, y'all. I told Marlon all the time, like, yo, y'all niggas are better than me because, yo, I don't give a fuck who these people are. I treat them like normal motherfuckers. Like, I don't give a fuck if you're my supervisor. Mm-hmm. I would have been dying in that car.
I tried not to.
Like, nigga, are you serious right now?
Who's sitting in the front?
Derek. See, yeah, hell no. Especially if I was with y'all, I wouldn't have been able to hold it together, yo. I would have been dying. Like, what? Are you fucking serious right now? You don't listen to this shit. I've never heard you listen to this.
Every time I think about it, though, I'm laughing.
Yeah, I would have had to laugh, especially back then.
I forgot about that shit.
I was bad back then with my self-control with certain shit. It was like, yo, just hate me because I'm a laugh.
I don't know why I'm laughing, yo. Let me tell you guys, that's what I'm saying.
I laugh in the worst of situations.
Laugh at a funeral, like,
yo, for real.
Y'all want to hear something that's going to make you laugh?
Yo, my old girl tell you that shit. Done that shit before. Okay, my phone.
You ready?
Yeah.
What condiment hurts?
Mustard?
No.
Damn it.
Herpes.
What?
That's herpes. Not a condiment.
Herpes.
What?
Herpes. gel.
What?
Herpes right. jar gel.
All right.
Herpes gel.
Let me get one more try.
Go.
One more try. Horseradish.
Oh.
Am I close?
You got it.
I got it?
No.
Oh, damn it. Fuck you. I'm going to say, how does that work, though?
Like, you want to try, too?
Yo. For a second, I'm like, wait.
Didn't understand how it
works. That's all like, wait, but how does that
it's
work?
Like, if it's I know right? the answer, but I was just
going to
say.
That shit threw me off.
I can't get the answer. I need to catch up.
Catch up?
No.
Oh.
The answer is, what condiment hurts? Assault.
My goodness. That's not even a real condiment.
Salt is a condiment.
But who uses salt like that to think of it as a condiment?
You don't use salt. Your shit's already seasoned, though. That's different.
Nah, I do use pink
salt. But if you went to a white cookout.
No, I use pink salt sometimes.
And you saw salt on the table. All right, say you went to a white cookout and you know that the fucking turkey is dry as hell. Which, if you see salt on the table, what are you doing?
A massive for a condiment. a little salt. You got that. A little salt and pepper. You got that. Oh, man, that was good. Okay, I got would you rather. Let me take a fucking remember. All right. The world has re-updated. Because you know how they said the aliens are coming and all this other shit. Weird shit happened, and it's like the Avengers. Some big snap happened, and you came back, and you got two options. You can either come back as a cartoon, or as your favorite book character. It has to be a fictional book.
I could come back as a cartoon or...
Or a fictional book character.
Oh, fictional book character.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Fictional book character. Batman is a book?
Oh, no.
We can consider comic books. All
right, no.
Don't even.
You want to act
comic book? That's what I was thinking about. That's what I was thinking about.
I would say fictional.
I automatically thought about comic books.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's fictional.
I don't know why you said Batman.
Superman.
It's fictional. No, you're good.
This guy literally made fun of me for watching Batman movies and he says Batman.
Because he's a billionaire.
You, him and Richard. Him and a coworker was over there like, oh, you want a ping, pow.
Back in the day, it was like, the comic books was like, pow. I never read comic books. But
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Boom.
Zip, zing. I know what you're talking about.
Robin, pick him up.
My nigga said, I want to be a billionaire.
Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy over there.
That's what that's he got a Barnacle Boy? Fucked up.
But nah, I would rather be a book and I would be Harry Potter.
Oh, I did not expect that. That just fucked me up because I did not even think of who I want to be yet. You said Harry Potter.
Slytherin.
I never thought about that.
I'm I don't know what I am.
Damn, I don't know. That just fucked me up.
I know Slytherin's bad, though.
I had a perfect answer, but that just fucked me up.
I didn't know.
Harry Potter? Damn.
Hogwarts was the fucking...
Damn, that opens up a lot of worlds.
I should know this. I watched all the movies.
I didn't...
You have awards, you said?
Hogwarts.
Oh, so wait.
I didn't...
You're going to be...
Don't do that. Don't.
You're going to be a little white kid that knows magic.
Not a little white kid. A little white kid that survived the most deadly... Strongest motherfucker, and live to tell about it.
Voldemort. Oh, Voldemort. I was saying the Voldemort dude.
See, you ain't.
All right, damn. See, so he's a billionaire. You're motherfucking about to be a wizard, dude. Oh, shit.
Honestly,
I was gonna go the same like Kev comic book, and I was gonna go with Deadpool just for fun.
Cause you can't die. Yeah.
It's great, my nigga. You
look like a ball sack, but you can't die.
You got me. See, that's what I'm saying. You're right there with me.
You ever seen Deadpool without the mask on?
Yes.
And I would never mind. Take that.
And it doesn't matter because I can't die, so
but
I don't care.
But you can Deadpool, I want to know one thing. Can Deadpool have sex?
Prostitutes?
No, I'm saying can he have not. He might get a girl just because he's a superhero. But I'm just saying like can he have sex?
I've never heard of him not having sex.
I've never heard of him having sex either.
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard of neither nor. So it's an open. That's an
he
open book.
He had a
book.
Girl.
That's what I'm saying.
Deadpool, before he became Scrotum Face.
But she was gonna fuck him still when he was Scrotum Face. But she died.
Oh, she
remember?
Died.
Yeah, no.
She killed herself because she was like, I'd rather die than kill the fuck Scrotum.
No, she didn't kill herself.
That's what happened.
Story died, bro.
That's not what happened.
Don't fuck up my storyline. Nah.
I feel like that's what happened.
That's not what happened, my nigga.
I don't know.
She died from cancer.
I'm gonna go rewatch it. Oh, she died from cancer.
Yeah, yo, that's fucked up. About to have me lonely and fucking pussyless, nigga.
Sorry.
Because I came back. No.
I'm sure
she
Deadpool
died because of cancer.
No, I'm not even saying that. I'm sure,
I loved her.
I'm sure you're Deadpool. I'm sure you could get some.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, can he actually have sex?
Yeah, who can't?
Like, is his penis a penis or does it look like his face?
Well,
no, he's,
I'd say it's a big possibility. It does, his paws, his dick probably does look like a little guinea pig paws because of the damage.
So you, but you're saying that he could be.
But he can still get some. You can still get some.
It's like how Magic Johnson still be fucking other bitches.
There you go. That is like the perfect example.
He could pay somebody to be like, oh, yo, put on this guy.
I could not have said it better myself.
Yeah, because I know Magic Johnson. No, Magic Johnson, I know you ain't out here just with your wife.
So, you think Magic is fucking?
I know Magic Johnson like I know
Magic is fucking.
Of course he.
He has to pay magic numbers.
He had a smile on his face. He had the same smile on his face now that he had when he was winning 5 championships. You mean to tell me? No, you mean to tell
money.
Me? You mean to tell me
money.
That after
money. What's the next best
okay,
thing besides
all
pussy?
All that money. All
what's
that
the next
money.
Best thing besides pussy?
He was a pussy addict. He wasn't like a person who was just like a regular. I want to fuck. He literally admitted to like having sex with like 6 girls at a time. So you're telling me that after you get a disease, you're still rich. Years later, the spotlight's off of you. Nobody's really watching you, but you're still rich. You're telling me that he wasn't like, yo, I'll put on a condom. I'll pay these girls. They'll come and I'll sleep with them and they'll go on their way. You telling me that he was just fine with going back to just his wife.
Yeah. They broke up, didn't they? Didn't they get a divorce?
Yeah.
And his son's gay anyway, so
yeah.
You need a lot
gay.
Of money.
His son's not gay.
If you,
EJ's
is,
not gay.
His son is beyond gay.
Oh, I was about to say. I was so confused for a second. I'm like,
got
wait.
AIDS and you caught it when Magic caught it.
He has HIV.
And you're still
HIV.
You're still he let it stay to HIV.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
He let it stay at that. If you're able to do that and be Magic's age right now,
yeah.
Yo, that's. Yeah, lots of smiles.
That's
but
what I'm
that's
saying.
Not a, it's
hell
not
yeah.
a book. But you
got money,
me, so
and if
y'all
you do want pussy,
that he's not...
there's some chicks out there that will fuck him.
Okay, so that's my
trust
point.
Trust me, there's some chicks that
I'm not saying he can't fuck girls. I'm saying that's my point. Is that, with that said, you know he's fucking.
Yeah.
Other bitches besides his wife.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even think he's still married, though. I think they got a divorce.
No, he's still married.
Oh, he is?
I check up on him. He's one of my favorite players.
My nigga said I check up on him.
I follow him.
Yo, he said I check up on him every now and then.
Like, would you go to one of his cookouts?
No. No, it was just mosquitoes around.
That is so fucked up, man.
You better have mosquitoes.
What if, like,
that's so
you better be handed out, like, hand sanitizer. Hand the can bottles like they give hand.
That's
to
so
people.
Discriminatory. Yeah, he's discriminating. Kept talking about
hand
sanitizer.
Like
the
brand to take the bugs off you.
That man doesn't
have
HIV anymore. He got a cure. He doesn't have HIV. He got the cure. You'll be fine.
Of course he has a cure. Yeah, Matt Johnson ain't got no AIDS, man. What the fuck? He still look the same. Motherfucker ain't aged a bit, but you have an autoimmune disease that causes your fucking immune system to not work. Get the fuck
and
out.
Still
I
like,
always
yeah,
pictured
still
it
look
as
like,
like
still like look, can't even.
He
still
look
like when you got it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
He
still
look,
like
he,
when
he's
you first 60. Got it.
By the way, he's sick. He's in his mid 60s.
Oh yeah, that's right. He is that old.
He's older than Jordan.
Yeah, he is.
So he's in his mid 60s.
Yeah, him and Bird.
But yeah, he's walking
him,
around
Larry
like
Bird.
He's king. Like he's
oh shit,
nothing wrong.
Is Larry Bird still alive?
Yeah. Oh yeah. But he's in his mid 60s too. But he's another. But he Larry Bird's it's gonna be a sad day when he goes. I hope he lives as long as.
Yo, why is it gonna be a sad day?
Does he still own?
I'm a Pacers fan.
Is he still Martin? Does he part owner or whatever?
He was never owner. He was executive. He was a general manager.
Oh, he wasn't the owner. I thought he was the owner.
And he's the only person to ever win executive of the year. MVP, Finals MVP, and Coach of the Year.
Oh,
the only person ever to do that in history.
In title.
Three titles, yeah. But he never won a title as a coach, though. Because every year he was a coach, he went up against...
Yeah, three-point contest winner.
Yeah, he won like 3 of them, yeah.
he's not gonna win.
Who has the most the most impressive like stat line when it comes to winning titles in comparison to each way? No, no, and everything.
He won 11 in 13 years.
Other dude.
No, in different like categories.
No, he won 11 in 13 years.
Like he just won 11 in NBA. I'm talking about like who has most in like a college to overseas to Olympic sports.
No, I thought it was Kareem's sports.
How much does he have?
I'm talking about the most in their whole career of life.
Like the most decorative one. Like the one that has the most different ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean different?
Like they'll have like LeBron has.
All that shit.
Four titles, and I'm gonna go.
Four MVPs.
All right, and then who's the person that has the most impressive one?
I thought it was Kareem. I thought it was Kareem.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I think he just beat him.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Or was that just for points?
That was just for points all the time.
Oh, I say.
Those points. I'm gonna say it's the most decorated basketball player of all time. Has the most. Things on their resume.
Most gold. Not gold, but everything.
Two,